It's an annual phenomena as regular as turning leaves and snow lines descending from the mountaintops. The fall and winter flu season. Health professionals are busy preparing for this year's flu outbreaks. At the same time, they're looking for more effective ways to reach Alaska's various ethnic and racial groups. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
When preparing for the upcoming flu season, Dr. Ross Singleton of the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium looks at last year's statistics.
Alaska Native people in Anchorage had a hospitalization rate that was four times the rate of the Anchorage white population. Another ethnic minority that was affected was Pacific Islanders, who had a hospitalization rate that was nearly three to four times the white population.
Singleton was one of the medical professionals attending an ethnic media roundtable held this morning at the Dena'ina Center in Anchorage. The first goal was to update the press on this fall's vaccine availability and distribution. The second was to get ideas from the ethnic media members on how better to tell minority groups about the vaccinations.
Right now, beginning this year, the influenza vaccine is recommended for all persons age 6 months and older.
Dr. Jay Butler is currently with the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. Prior to that, he was at the Centers for Disease Control and is a former commissioner of the state's Health and Social Services Department. Butler said this year's flu shot will contain the H1N1 swine flu vaccine, plus two others, including one for the more traditional varieties that strike older people. Last year's H1N1 outbreak was distinctive because it struck younger, healthier people. About 10,000 died nationwide from H1N1 in 2009. About 1,000 of them were children. Last year's H1N1 vaccination campaign ran into supply problems, with scheduled clinics postponed or closing early due to a lack of vaccine. Jerry Yett, Deputy Immunization Program Manager for the state of Alaska, does not foresee those situations occurring this year.
In the spring of this year, we procured approximately 90,000 doses of vaccine to be distributed this year. We're going to distribute that into two categories. Approximately 61,000 of that will go for children for the ages of 6 months through 18 years. Then about 29,000 doses will be for the adult population.
Those numbers do not include doses ordered by private medical clinics and pharmacies in Alaska. Singleton notes that last year the vaccine was attacked by several email rumors. She mentioned the most common.
The swine vaccine contains a computer chip. The swine vaccine was untested and targeted indigenous people. That the H1N1 vaccine contains dangerous additives.
Singleton says such misinformation can keep people from getting the vaccine. Some members of Anchorage's ethnic press, like Catherine Forrest of Latinos in Alaska, said those rumors also circulated through the Latino community. Forrest felt last year's campaign was not very effective at getting the vaccination message out to non-English speakers.
Another parent who is very limited in the English spoken language doesn't understand the newsletter getting vaccinated. She has a five-year-old trying to translate what's going to happen if she doesn't understand the consent form.
Forrest said recent immigrants can also be suspicious of government agencies in general. Lucy Hansen, founder of Pacific News in Alaska, said the health agency should make more use of ethnic churches, not only to spread information, but to administer the vaccine. Yet says the state hopes to begin its distribution by September 13th with actual clinics scheduled later. Doses are available already at some private facilities. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.